And joining us now on the ticket hotline is someone who is very pro-tobacco. He's one of the oldest living Major League Baseball players. We've had him on the show from time to time. We say hello again to Dirty Doug Out.
Hey, good morning to you fellas.
Morning, Doug.
How's it going?
Hey, you're talking about the tobacco, the smokeless tobacco, and the other kind.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
These players today are too soft, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
They need more tobacco.
More?
We used to use all kinds of tobacco in my day. I would oftentimes steal second with a cigarette in each hand, a dip in my mouth, and a cigar poached in my lips.
Man, that's a lot of tobacco.
I used to run the bases with a plug of tobacco up my ass.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And then I would go into the dugout afterwards for a nicotine IV drip.
Jeez. Wow. Well, you were addicted, weren't you?
I also had a pretty big H problem, too.
Oh. Well, that's taking it a step further there.
It's amazing you've lived to be 95 or whatever you are.
And I'm still going pretty strong. Dirty Dugout, still working. Still have a job. Not in baseball anymore, but I am the owner and president and CEO of Doity Dugout's Custodial Services.
Oh.
Where we take a bite out of grime.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, now, tobacco has done something to that voice of yours, hasn't it?
You think?
Yeah, something.
I've always talked this way. I talked this way back when I got into the big leagues in 1912.
Well, that doesn't make sense, but...
And back then, we didn't worry about cancer, emphysema, mouth AIDS.
I don't know if anyone's talking about that these days either.
We actually welcomed those things. We used to spit AIDS into each other's mouths just to entertain the kids.
Well, what? I guess you didn't have the internet back then, so you had to do something.
And these days, players are dating supermodels and driving new sports cars.
Yeah.
Back then, we dated cattle and rode them to away games. We also used steroids.
You did?
Ah, so many steroids.
Back then?
Back then.
I was another round.
I was all tied up in that Balco business.
You were?
Yeah, you guys remember Balco?
I thought that was a recent thing.
You remember Balco, that thing, Rock Me Amadeus?
That was Falco.
Okay, well, I was confused.
That's totally unrelated.
When you get my age, you get a little confused, international chike.
Yeah. Well, you're doing pretty well for someone who's as old as you claim to be, anyway.
And I hear they're thinking about putting warning labels on the cigarette packages.
Yeah.
We don't need death warnings from no Surgeon General. If they're going to put a warning on the package, it'd say warning. Smoking may cause you to look badass.
The other way around.
You think it's all about cool?
It looks cool.
Yeah.
It's glamorous to smoke. Makes you look more sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
And I say warning. Smoking makes your fetus look glamorous.
What an odd picture that would be that would accompany that warning.
Have a little fetus there with a cigarette.
There is no doubt you are pro-tobacco.
Very pro-tobacky. Very pro-tobacky. You know, I should have ended with my take a bite out of grime.
Yeah, probably. But that's okay.
Screwy, see you in St. Louis.
Okay, see ya.
There he is, Dirty Dugout.